call that a news update? This is a news update.
It's Neighbourhood Watch.
So for Neighbourhood Watch this week, the highest official in the Australian Catholic Church, Cardinal George Pell, was convicted of a sex crime and denied bail. Zoe Kunadas tells us more about that.
So Cardinal George Pell is the highest rank Catholic that has been charged with sexual abuse thus far. He's Australia's most senior Catholic and one of the most powerful men in the Vatican. He is 77 years old. I believe his role at the Vatican is along the lines of financial minister or something like that. So he has been convicted of sexual assault on two counts, and this has been under a suppression for quite a long time, especially in the media. Our defamation laws in Australia are very tight. So this has been under suppression and speculation for a long time. And at the beginning of this week, he was convicted by the court. And it's been really dominating our news media so far.
Mm. And so, like, there's a lot of questions about what this means for him specifically going forward in terms of, like, is he being derobed, for instance? Could you tell us a bit about what that's looking like?
So the Pope can... Well, firstly, I don't think there's been any word or statements from the Vatican or the Pope, but the Pope can expel men from the priesthood who are accused of crimes within the church and within the society. Will he be fired or will he be expelled is a bit unsure at the moment. For now, the Catholic Church isn't publicly discussing this or stripping Cardinal Pell. I'll probably just call him George Pell, actually. I feel we can strip his title from him. Mm. So George Pell of his title or his duties and privileges until appeal proceeding in Melbourne is over. But it's been revealed that Pope Francis has already placed temporary restrictions on the 77-year-old, and that was in 2017 at the request of Church in Australia. And he has been removed from public ministry and ordered to not have any contact with children. One of the spokesmen from the Vatican has described the verdict as painful, adding that it has shocked many people.
Going to shift on to Hello World, so a travel company sponsoring a fundraiser for the Victorian Liberal Party. Any kind of political sponsorship always comes with public scrutiny. So what is the scrutiny in this case?
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. Liberals mostly are involved. So the links between Hello World and the Liberal Party have come under immense scrutiny in the past few weeks. It sort of started when our finance minister, Matthias Cormann, didn't pay for his overseas flights and then kind of came out and said, well, how was I supposed to know I didn't pay for them? And then also Joe Hocking, who is our Australian ambassador to the US, there's claims that the company, Hello World's chief executive, has an investment worth more than $1 million in shareholders in the Liberal Party. And then they're also sponsoring this fundraiser, which is have a cup of coffee with your local MP. There's claims that the fundraiser is only worth a few hundred dollars that they're sponsoring for this fundraiser, and it's not even that much, is what the Liberal Party are saying. With the background of this big investment from Joe Hockey and these free flights, it seems a little suspicious.
I think for most politicians on these matters, they talk about how it's essential to have sponsorship and campaigning because they can't really afford to. So I'm wondering, how much do you think the public gets behind the idea of sponsorship in Australia?
The public, I was actually reading a stat the other day, and it's under 50% for the first time that the public trusts the government. So there's a lot of distrust in Australia at the moment in our government. The past, I think, 10 years, we've had 7 prime ministers or something ridiculous. That's probably not right, but I'm an Australian, I can't keep count. And so the public, well, as soon as these things happen, there's a lot of distrust. It seems very sketchy. And it's, you just kind of, the public just want the answers. They don't want this he said, she said, which I feel like is coming out of this Hello World scandal at the moment. But it causes a lot of distrust and scrutiny within communities.
Mm. And I guess what is kind of the response from politicians to the scrutiny?
They use it against each other. They play politics with it. We have an election coming up this year. Our two major parties, the Liberal Party and the Labor Party, they'll happily play it against each other in any mistakes, and really play politics with, he said, she said. It's a bit of a drama, really.
I guess we'll talk about Muffin Break next. So, like, I hear this kind of story, and I have a bit of a laugh at it, and I'm sure you do too. But Muffin Break is in the news. Can you tell us a bit about why?
It's hilarious, isn't it? To be fair, there's actually no muffin breaks in Adelaide, so I've never been to one before, but this is really funny, but also really annoying and serious. So it's funny because the executive of Muffin Break has said that there's no young people walking in, quote, nobody's walking in my door asking for internship, work experience or unpaid work. And Natalie Brennan, who is the executive of Muffin Break, said this, that no millennials were coming in to ask for free work, and that you don't see millennials doing free work anymore, which is so funny. I think personally you and I could probably laugh about that. Everything I do at Radio Adelaide is volunteer, and I'm sure BFM have a wonderful volunteer community as well.
Absolutely.
Full of millennials. I personally, I do a full-time job for free. So when this came out, so many people really just laughed at this statement. But the seriousness behind this is that last year, a former Muffin Break, someone who owned a franchise. Told a parliamentary inquiry into the Muffin Break franchise and into the sector that he was told to consider underpaying staff that he could trust. He was told that, you know, migrants and students would be quite gladly to take underpayments in order to lure in for their first job, and that because it was their first job, they wouldn't feel as if they could report it or complain, which is crazy to think that this franchise is so willing to underpay staff and try and rip people off in order to, I don't know, take advantage of them. So it's funny that this woman has said this about millennials, but then it's also not funny because the franchise are actually trying to put that in place and trying to underpay staff. In Australia, millennials are second to baby boomers, I believe, that do free work. Isn't interesting? The executive of Muffin Break, I think, is about middle age, so interesting that she had to say that about millennials when we are doing a lot of free work here in Australia, and make sure that they're complying with, you know, suitable business models, and really just making sure workers are legally getting paid what they legally have the right to be paid.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.